This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. 200 years ago this month, Lewis and Clark began their expedition west to the Pacific. Much of their trail along the Missouri and Columbia Rivers has changed quite a bit in the past two centuries. But there are some spots that look much the same. You half expect to see a wooden boat full of men with buckskin and black powder rifles. Well, that's exactly what producer Barrett Golding observed when he was kayaking the Missouri Breaks.
These are the reenactors coming in.
We've been on the Flambeau River in Wisconsin and Lake Superior up to Fort William, and we've been down through here, I don't know, four or five times the last 12, 13 years. We can go French and Indian War, and everybody's kind of Lewis and Clark right now. I've got handmade wool stockings, handmade linen pants here, little quill work on a tobacco pouch. All of our food is primitive, jerky, smoked bacon, lied corn, which most people call hominy. Flint and steel fires, no matches. And we have a rum box that we carry our shrub in. It's a Hudson Bay mixed shrub. And when the guys were on the rivers in Canada, the voyageurs, they wanted their rum ration every day, but they wouldn't eat any vegetables and stuff that would keep them from getting scurvy. So what they do is they would mix the rum with Muscovado sugar, which was like a real dark brown molasses sugar, and then they put lime juice in it. So when the guys got their ration of rum, they got their lime juice too. That way they wouldn't get scurvy.
You gotta talk to the captain.
But it's just fun. Just test. You make all this stuff, and you go out and test your gear, test your skills with the gear. It's stuff that they would have used, you know. Like this knife I'm carrying. This knife is modern made in Sheffield, England. This same knife has been in continuous production for over 225 years. Fishermen use it today, commercial fishermen. They take it to the Amazon and to trading stores. And Amazonian Indians are using this. They use it in Africa. Use them all over the world. And they were using them here when this was the frontier. And Fort Union, just down here in Fort Benton, this is one of the knives that they sold.
Throw the other line.
So, people like American history. Well, this is it. You got to rough it a little bit. You got to be willing to be in the mud and the dirt a little bit. And,
it'd be nice to have a little rain to cool things, huh?
You like to create, in your mind, romanticize about it, And we do that. People look back and think that it might be better. But every generation thinks that about a couple of generations back or so, and it's a lie. They had as much government regulation on these rivers and permits and stuff as they do today. So politics was just as dirty. You couldn't haul liquor up to the Indians, and they actually had, people checking to make sure you didn't have liquor. And so we think a lot of things we do is so new, and it's really not, except the technology. As far as human beings, they've been the same for 100,000 years, 100 and some thousand years. Humans are humans.
What do you mean?
Jed Cottingham played the captain in this reenacted expedition. The story was produced by Barrett Golding of Hearing Voices.